This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We begin a few lines from the bottom on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, where Rabba's brothers are trying to convince him to go up to Eretz Yisrael, and they say, you know, Ordin, if you stay in Chutz Haaretz, you're going to have to be careful to sit one-third, to walk one-third, to stand one-third. And then they say, Kol yeshiva she'ini masmicha, any sitting that you're not leaning, amida noiche imenu, it's better to stand. Standing is easier. Says Gemara, amida sagadadach, standing is easier, but we just said that standing is not good for the heart. But amid amida kashalev, we said standing is not good for the heart. Ela yeshiva, it means sitting, she'im basmicha, sitting without leaning, amida she'eshva smicha noiche imenu, standing with leaning is better. V'chein, and this is another halacha that they added to what they told him. They said, Yitzchak v'shimon v'oishya amru davar echad. Yitzchak Shimon Oishya said one thing. They said, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'pradais. The halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda by mules. What does that mean? The time we learned in a b'raisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, pirda shetava. A mule, a pirda, a female mule, shetava, she claims a husband, meaning she wants the male to have relations with her. Ein marbiyan ala loisis lechamar. We cannot place a horse or a donkey upon her for relations. Elamina. Only with a mule. Even though a mule comes from a donkey and a horse, nevertheless, we could only give her another mule to mate with. Now, Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Nachman bar Yitzchak said, Yitzchak, the Yitzchak, we refer to Zerub Yitzchak Navcha, that's Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha. Shimon, Zeshimon ben Pazi, the Shimon is Zeshimon Pazi. Va'amri la Reish Lakish, and some say, the Shimon is Reish Lakish. Oishia is Rabbi Oishia Barabi. Oishia is Rabbi Oishia, the preeminent rabbi. Fine. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Ame ha'aretz einan chayin. Unlearned people will not be resurrected. Shenamar meisim bal yichyu. It says, meisim, dead. Bal yichyu, they will not come to life. Tanya nami hachi, meisim bal yichyu, they're dead, they won't come to life. Yachalaka, I would think maybe everyone, nobody will come back to life. Talmud Lomar, refayim bal yakumu. They are like zombies. They will not come, they will not get up. What does this refer to? Bimarap atzim devar Torah kosam. I was talking about someone who slacks off from words of Torah. Those who are Ami Ha'aretz, those who slack off, will not come back to life. Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, I don't know, Le'nicha L'marayah De'amar Luhachi. Your master, meaning God, doesn't like that you say this. Why would you say that Ami Ha'aretz won't come back to life? What is this talking about? Ahu B'marap Atzim Avodas Kocham Hodosah. The Pasuk is talking about someone who makes themselves weak in terms of serving idols. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Lezer said, Mikra Acher Anidar, so I have a different pasuk. Dechsev Kital Oirois Talecha, the dew of light is your dew, Ve'eretz Rifa'im Tapil, and the Eretz and the ground, Rifa'im of the people who are like dead, Tapil, it will fall. What does this mean? Ka Mishtamish Ka'ar Torah. But anyone who makes use of the light of Torah, artar mechayo, the light of Torah will bring them to life. V'chol she'en mishtamesh for artara, anyone who does not make use of the light of Torah, ein artar mechayo. Basically, amei aretz will not have tchias hameisim. So Rabbi Lezer is defending his drasha that amei aretz will not have tchias hameisim. Kivin dechazer dekametzar. But when Rabbi Lezer saw that Rabbi Yochanan was distressed, Amar Lei, He said, Rabbi Matzasi and Tekan Matai found a way for them to rectify it. What is the way? You are attached to Hashem. Chayim kol chamayim. You're all alive today. V'chi efshar ledvukei b'shchin, is it possible to cling to the divine presence? V'aksib, but the pasuk says, ki Hashem leikecha ish oichla. Hashem, your God, is a fire that eats. Ela kol. So how can you cling to God? Ela kol amasi bita tamin chacham. Anyone who marries off their daughter to a tamin chacham, v'oisa prakmatcha tamin chachamim. Someone who does business for a Tamei Chacham, and basically to take the assets of a Tamei Chacham and do business for them. V'hamahana Tamei Chacham in a Chasav, someone who benefits Torah scholars from your assets, Mala Olav HaKosav Yilu Medag B'Shechina, it's considered like clinging to Hashem. So there's no way to cling to Hashem, but if you assist Tamei Chachamim, that's like clinging to Hashem. Similarly, you say, to love Hashem and to cling to Him. Is it possible to cling to the Shechina? Anyone who marries off the daughter to a Talmid Chacham, anyone who does business for Talmid Chacham, one who benefits Talmid Chacham from your possessions, the Pasuk considers it like you clung to the Shechina. Okay.
This is only if they're not buried in Eretz Yisrael. What about Amorim that are buried in Eretz Yisrael? Will there be like this?
Bum, bum, bum. I don't think this was dependent on where they're buried, no? This is dependent on the idea that Tchias HaMesim, you need the dew, and the dew is Tal Oirais, it's the dew of the Torah. So, does this have anything to do with being in Eretz Yisrael? I didn't understand that it was connected necessarily with Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Amar Rav Chiya bar Yosef, Asidim Sadigim Shemavats Bitzim Ba'olam Yerushalayim. Rav Chiya bar Yosef said, the righteous are destined to bubble forth from Jerusalem. Shenemar v'yatzitzu me'er ke'es of arts. They will sprout forth from the city like the grass. Ve'ein ir el Yerushalayim. The city is Jerusalem. Shenemar v'ganoisi el ha'ir hazais. And I'm going to protect this city. V'amar Rav Chiya bar Yosef, Rav Chiya bar Yosef said, Asidin tzadikim she'ya'amdu b'malbusheyem. The tzadikim are destined to get up wearing their clothing. They're going to be wearing their stramel and their bekesha when they get up. Why? Kavachomer michita. It's a kavachomer from wheat. Machita she nikbara aruma. Wheat is buried unclothed, meaning when you have wheat, you put in the ground and you plant a seed without any husk or shell. Yotze v'kam levushin, but when it comes out with many clothings. What does that mean? With many shells and husks and different clothings. Tzadikim shenikru b'lusheim alachas kama kama. Tzadikim are buried in their clothing. Well, the more so. Interesting. V'amar Rav Chiya bar Yosef said, Asida eretz Yisrael shatoytzi glisgois uklei melas. The land of Israel is destined to produce rolls and wool clothing, which is basically like the way the world was before Adam Rishon sinned. Which is very interesting because we trying to develop this idea. You know, the 13 prakim of Ksubas correspond to Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. The last one being v'nakeh lo yinakeh, and that's what we call Yud Gimel Midos, maybe Tata'a, but there are another Yud Gimel Midos in Micha, Mikel Kamoicha, Noisi Oven, Mar Peshel, Shiris Nachlos, Mimei Kedem. So the 13th parak of Ksubas, unbelievably, corresponds to the Madrega of Mimei Kedem, of Adam HaRishon and Kedem Achet. So now we're going back to what, now that we're discussing this 13th Midah, it's only fitting that we will discuss the subject of what the world will be like in the future, which is what it was before Adam HaRishon sinned. Anyway, so that's very interesting. And you might hear that again by the Siyam. Okay. V'amar Reb Chiya bar Yosef, Asida Eretz Yisrael Shetos Gosgos Klei Mal Shenemar Yihi Pisas Bar Ba'aretz. Yihi Pisas Bar. There will be a surplus of produce, ba'aretz. Pisas is a surplus of food. It's also clay melas. Pisas is like wool. Tanura banan. Yehi pisas bar ba'aretz b'roish harim. There will be a surplus of grain on the earth, on the top of mountains. Amru. That means like this. Asida chita shetisamer kedekel. Wheat is destined to pile up like a palm tree, va'oila, and to go up b'roish harim, on the top of mountains. Meaning, it's going to be as tall as mountains. V'shema tomer yesh sar l'kai. So you'll say, well, it's going to be so tall, it's going to be very hard to cut it. Talmud loymer yirash kalavano in peria. Yirash, it will storm. Kalavano in peria, its fruit will storm like the Levanoin, like Lebanon. Like, what does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe ruach mi beis genazah, Hashem will bring a wind out of a storehouse, umenashva aleha, and he will blow on it, umashves salta, and then the soiles, the fine flour, will come out. For Adam yoytze lasada, maybe malay pisas yada, and a person will go out to the field and bring a full palm of his hand. We mena parnasas parnas u parnasas anchebesa, and from that he will support himself and he will support his family. Okay, now we're going to darshin a pasuk in Hazinu im chelav kilyos chita, with wheat like kidneys. Amru asida chita shatei kishtei kloyer shoshar hagadol. A one kernel of wheat is destined to be like two kidneys of a big ox. For altisma, and don't be surprised about that. Sharei shuel kinein belefes. There was a fox that made a nest for itself in a turnip. Ushkalu, and they weighed it. Umatsaba shishim liter, and they found it was 60 liter. But liter shel tzipori, in the liter measurement of tzipori. And it was so heavy, even though the fox made a house in it and carved it out. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi said, Masa b'shichin b'echad shinich lay avu shlisha badei charda. There's a story in Shichin about a man, his father left him 3 stalks of charda, of mustard, v'nifshach echmehem, and one of the stalks sprouted, v'nimtzu by tisha kav in charda, and they were able to measure from it 9 kav of charda, v'itzav sichachu by sukas yotzim, and the wood made a covering for the hut of yotzim, of someone who makes Kalem. Amar Rav Shimon ben Tachlifa, Kelach shel krov hineach lanu abba. Our father left us Kelach shel krov, a cabbage stalk. V'ayinu oylem v'yodim v'besuam, and went up and down this stalk with a ladder to get to the top. Okay. V'dam einav tishtechomer. And the blood of a grape, you'll drink like wine. Talking about the lush quality of the grapes. This world's not like the next world. This world, it's pain, it's distressing to harvest and to trample. In the next world, you bring one grape, bekarayin, in a wagon, or in a boat, manicha, bezavas beisa, and you put it in the corner in your house. Umisapi gimenek pitus gadol, and you'll be supported from it like a big barrel. The eitz of masik and tachzatavshel, you'll put its wood under the food. Bein lachol kol anava vano, there'll be no grape sheim ba shloshim garbayam, that you can't get 30 barrels of wine. 30 barrels of wine, what does that mean? Rashi says 30 sa of wine. Shenemar v'dam ein av tishta chamer, like it says, that the blood of a grape you'll drink like wine. Al tikri chamer, don't read it like wine. Ela chomer, which is a lot, is a measurement. Chomer is 30 sa. When Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said, "Ma'idchsav, what does it mean? Oisri la gefen irai, that he'll tie to a vine his donkey. Ein l'chol kol gefen v'gefen sheb Eretz Yisrael. There's no vine in the land of Israel. She'en tzarch ir achas l'vtzar, that you won't need entire cities worth of people to harvest. Okay, v'las soireka b'ni asoinai, and to the branch of a grape, he will tie the son of his donkey." Meaning, "Ein lecha kol ilon srak shor Eretz Yisrael." There won't be any barren tree, a tree that does not produce fruit. She'ina moitzi masa shtei asonis, that won't be able to produce fruit for two donkeys to carry. V'shem atamer in bayan. If you're going to say that the grapes won't have wine, Talmud Lomar, ki beis vayan levushai, there'll be so much wine he could clean his clothing in wine. Shema tamer inay adam, if you're going to say, well, the wine won't be red, Talmud Lomar, uvedam anovim, in the blood of the grape, meaning it will be red. Shema tamer in maravim, if you're going to say it won't have alcohol, Talmud Lomar, susai means it's mesis, it will seduce, meaning it can intoxicate. V'shem atamer in baytam, if you're going to say it won't be tasty, Talmud Lomar, chachlili einai miyayin, eyes red from wine. Which means, kolchech shatoymai, any palate that tastes from it, oymer lili says, give it to me. V'shem atamer lenorim yafalas kem, any of you are going to say it's good for the youth, but not for the elders. Talmud Lomar, ula ben shinai mechalav, and having white teeth from milk, al tikri leben shanav, don't read it white toothed, ella leven shanim, even for someone who is old. Says Gemara, okay, there's a nice drasha. What is the simple meaning of the pasuk? Pasha the Krab and Mike said, what is the simple meaning of the pasuk? Yasser of Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came, they said, Amra Knesset Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Knesset Yisrael said before God, Ribono shel Olam, Ramoiz be'einayach devasas mechamra, hint to me with your eyes, which is more delicious than wine. Meaning, show me you like me, that's better to me than wine. V'achvi li shinach, show me your teeth, smile to me, devasas mechalva, that's more delicious than milk. I mean, Knesset Yisrael is asking Hashem, show me that you favor me, that's greater to me than wine and milk. But we see from here that a smile is more valuable than milk. Masai Leila Rabbi Yochanan, this supports Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Toiv Hamal Ben Shinam L'Chaver, better is someone who shows the white of his teeth to his friend, Yoyser Mimashkei Ocholav, better than someone who gives him milk. Shenemar ulaven shinai mechalav, and white of teeth from milk. Al tikri leben shinayim, don't read it white of tooth, ela libun shinayim, but rather libun shinayim. Meaning not leven shinayim, not that your teeth will be white from milk, but libun shinayim, the white of the teeth is superior. Libun shinayim, showing the white of your tooth, smiling to your friend, is better than giving him milk. Okay. Rav Chiya bar Ada mikri dar dekid Reish Lakish. Rav Chiya bar Abba taught Reish Lakish's children. Tlasi yoyma ipagar tlasi yoyma v'le'asa. He was not there. He was off for 3 days and he didn't come. So the Rebbe was on vacation for 3 days. Ki asa, when he came, amale amai pagde, amai pagart. Rishlo said, no, why were you not here? Amale, dolis achas nichli abba. My father left me one vine. Ubat sati meri yom rishain. I harvested the first day. Shalosh meas eshkos eshkol lagarav. I harvested 300 clusters. One cluster lagarav. One cluster made a sa. Yom sheni, the second day. Batzati men shalosh meas eshkos. I harvested 300 clusters. Shtei eshkos lagarav. Two clusters made asa. Yom Shlishi, the third day, Batsarti Shlosh Meos Eshkos, I harvested 300 clusters, Shlosh Eshkos Shlagarav, and three clusters made asa. Vifgarti Yosem Mechatzia. And I had to leave and make Hefgar more than half. Amar Lei, Rish Lakish said, you made a mistake, Yilavdi Pagart, if you wouldn't have missed the shear, Hava Avdar Tvei, then your vineyard would have produced more. You see for yourself, the longer you spent there, the less productive it became. Rami bar Yecheskel ikel b'nei brak. Rami Yecheskel came to b'nei brak. Chazinu l'hanu izi saw goats. The ka'achon tusei te'ene. The goats were eating under a fig tree. V'ka'natif dubsha mite'ene. Honey was dripping out of the figs. V'chalava toif minayo. Milk was dripping out of the goats. And they mixed together. Amar, so he said, Rami Bar Yecheskel said, "Hainu zavas chal dvash." That's what it means, flowing with milk and honey. Doesn't mean they're rivers of milk and honey. It means they're literally pools and puddles of milk and honey from the very lush figs and the very full goats. Amar Rabbi Yaakov ben Dostai. Mi lod la ono shlosha mil. From lod to ona is 3 mil. Pamachas kidamti banesha. One time, I went before dawn. V'halachti ad karsulai bidvar shel teinim. And I walked up to my ankles in the honey of figs. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, "L'didi chazal yizavas chavad vash shel tzipari." I saw the area that is called zavas chavad vash near Tzipori, v'av a shitzer milin a shitzer milin, 16 mil by 16 mil. Amar Rabba Rechana l'didi chazig zavas chal v'dvash al kolaretz Yisrael. I saw the whole land that's flowing with milk and honey in Eretz Yisrael. By the way, this is Gemara. We learned this in Megillah. Da'vav v'hava kimivei michsi ad akra de tulbanki. And the size of it was from bay michsi until Akra de Tobanki, which is Esrin Matarte Parsa, 22 Parsa, Orka long Upusya Shita Parsi, by 6 Parsa wide. Yeah, Rabbi, so we'll hold it over here. If possible, we will try to finish up tomorrow, if we can. That'll be very good. Okay? Hatzlach Rabba. Have a good night, everyone. Hi, Mike.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.